AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected an appeal from one of two inmates scheduled to die tonight in Arkansas. Earlier, that state Supreme Court said no to both inmates' request for a stay. The AP's Rita Foley reports.
Jack Jones and Marcel Williams admit their separate crimes. Jones raped a woman and strangled her with a cord to a coffee pot. Williams raped and killed a young woman he'd kidnapped from a gas station. But both men claim lethal injection would cause them agony.
Both men had fried chicken as their last meals. One still has a chance of court intervention. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley says the U.S. will take action if North Korea provokes it. Our Jerry Shi reports from Beijing on why the tensions have ramped up.
South Korean officials and other analysts have speculated that a test could be coming in the coming days, possibly Tuesday, when North Korea will celebrate the anniversary of the founding of its military. China's very worried. A situation could escalate out of control.
Congressional negotiators are trying to get support for a spending bill that needs to be passed by Friday to avert a government shutdown. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump isn't looking out for working-class Americans.
He's abandoned those promises in favor of a hard right, special interest agenda.
The Tennessee teacher, charged with kidnapping a 15-year-old student and driving her to California, had planned to take her into Mexico. Court documents say Tad Cummins even did a test run, taking the girl on a boat ride out of San Diego. Authorities say former Happy Days actress Erin Moran had stage 4 cancer. That's likely the cause of her death. Moran died Saturday at her home in southern Indiana. A strong earthquake has struck off the east coast of Chile. It measured 6.9 on the Richter scale. There are no immediate reports of damage or injuries. This is AP Radio News. Samsung has released two new phones on the market, and they are so pretty, they may not last.
Samsung is getting good reviews for its Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus smartphones, the company's first big release after the recall of the Galaxy Note 7. But while the nearly all-glass design makes them beautiful, a company that sells gadget repair programs says that also makes them vulnerable to breakage. SquareTrade dropped them onto a sidewalk from a height of 6 feet. They tended to crack, regardless of how they landed. Both models did do well when dropped in water. They are water-resistant. SquareTrade did not test for battery problems. A faulty battery caused some Galaxy Note 7s to burst into flame. Warren Levinson, New York.
If you walked away with multiple memories from the Coachella Music Festival, that's great. But if you walked away with multiple cell phones, that's not so good. Police in Indio, California have arrested 5 people in the theft of more than 40 cell phones, also cash and credit, stolen during the festival. Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.